6 o'clock, and again, we're Dirshu is sponsoring the learning. For Sarah Vega, we are on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we're going to start again from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom of the Amud. Amalei Rav Yosef Breid the Rava LaRava. Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, told Rava. And again, before I start, let me just mention that on this Sunday, Meretz Hashem, we are going to be starting Chazar at 6:20 because of the amount of Gemara Baruch Hashem that we covered this week. It'll be about 3 blocks by the time we're finished. And therefore, in order to be able to do it, we will start Meretz Hashem at 6:20 this coming Sunday. That's the Gemara. Amalei Rav. What? And there will not be a test this Sunday. There's going to be one test. Somewhere here I have the test. There's going to be one test that's going to be given. Oh, here it is. There's going to be one test that's going to be given at Tuesday, Meretz Hashem. So that'll cover the Gemara that we learn on Monday as well, Meretz Hashem. I'm alive. Yaisa Brei, the Rabba, the Rabba, Rav Yaisa, the son of Rabba, told Rabba. Boy minei, me Rav Yosef halacha kerebi. I asked Rav Yosef whether the halacha is Rebbe. Bamelian halacha kerebi. Bamelian, yes. And I asked him halacha of Shem Gamliel. Bamelian. I asked him the halacha of Rebbe. He said yes. I asked him the halacha of Shem Gamliel. He said yes. How can the halacha be both? Chukhi achikbi. Is he laughing at me? Is he like dismissing me? Amalei lai. Stamahi upashit lach. It's the stam mishnas one way and the other way, and he's trying to explain it to you. Nisuin umalkus karebi, when it's a question of marrying a third husband, or malkius is a case when a person did a lav twice. He was warned, he did it, he received malkus twice. The third time he does it, he is put into the kippah. That is either halacha l'maishe m'sinai, that is the way Rashi Sanhedrin says, or according to others, this is Bezin's extrajudicial power in order to keep people from blatantly violating Averis. This is a guy that blatantly looked us in the face, and he told the Adam, I don't care. He got Malkus. He did this second time, and he told the Adam he doesn't care, and he got Malkus. If he goes and tells the Adam a third time he doesn't care, we put him into the kippah, which is a way of dismissing him from this world by feeding him this food that makes his stomach stuffed, and whatever it is, at the end of the day, he dies. So that happens after two times. Chazakah is twice, and then the third time, he's treated like a habitual offender, and therefore he is put into the kippah. So there we paskin like Rebbe. Vestas, to determine that a woman has a set period of time that she sees her monthly flow. Vishar hamuad, for an animal to turn from a tam into a muad, to become a shar who just gores infrequently or not consistently, to a shar hamuad, which is warned and is a gorer, an established gorer. Kabshimim gamil, you need 3 times, then it becomes a muad. The 4th time, it pays nezek shalom. First 3 times, it only pays half. Now, because there is mishnas, nisuin hadamaran, nisuin is our mishnah. Our mishnah said a woman gets married twice; she shouldn't marry the third husband. Isn't that what the mishnah says? The mishnah says only the. I'm sorry, the mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah just said he can marry a second one. It doesn't mention anything about a third one. The inference is that she shouldn't marry a third one, which is like Rebbe. And Malkius, now Mishaloka Mishana, one who got Malkius twice for the same avera, Beth and Kaisen Eisel Lekipa, they put him into this room. Right, the machilonis is sirem, achetain the creation of kas, and they feed him barley until his stomach bursts. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, all the way up to Haki Gosina, by my name, Rav Yosef, Halacha Karebi Vamalian, Halacha Kabshim Gamli Vamalian, Achuchi Achibi. Shaltim Rav Yosef, Halacha Karebi Vamali Halacha. Yes, Obama Kher Shaltim, and another time I asked him, Halacha Kabshim Gamli. Rami Halacha, Kum Domani, I think Shasachagbi, that he's laughing at me, meaning he's not giving me a straight answer. He did not laugh at you. Stuma shall mishnah say, these are stam mishnahs. Yes, you saw some of Shem Gamliel. Stam mishnahs are like Shem Gamliel. The yes, you saw some of Rebbe, and some are like Rebbe. The Ike Milstead are things that Makhzakina love betrays him. That in 2 times we paskin is a chazaka. The Ike Milstead the being a cluster zimni. And then there's things that we need 3 times. Shemachi Pashatlach Kamar or Kamar. That's why he said like both. Kisumi, he's saying, we paskin like the Stam Mishnas, even though they seem contradictory, in certain cases we paskin like Rebbe, and in certain cases we paskin like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. What? No, it's not one of the mitzvahs bezin. And Rashi in Sanhedrin says it's halacha l'maisha m'sinai that if a person violates a malchus the third time or the fourth time, depending on which way you learn. And others learn it's called bezin's extrajudicial power, that they can be mamish and moiti shaloi min atayra. Bezin is given the power that when they feel it's necessary, they can go extrajudicially and punish somebody. So someone will learn this is part of their extrajudicial power.
When
yes?
When a person says, okay, I don't care, does it have to be on the same Aveira?
Yeah, it has to be the same Aveira. That's what they speak out. Lock of Hashanah has to be for the same Aveira. If it's two different Aveiras, he did one once and one the other, he's not called a habitual offender. If I remember correctly, looking it up. Yes.
I
like to save people's lives. I would say not, but again, I think I saw not.
Oh, yeah.
We like to be kind. The second one can marry her, and the inference was Shani and Shlishi Loi, the second one yes, the third one not. If he sinned the third time, the Machzakina Leber Shia betrays him the Shalaka. We establish him as a wicked person from the fact that he had got Malchus two times already. Then, at that point, the third time, he is considered a wicked person, habitual offender, and he's given the Kippa. I'm sorry? I don't know. It doesn't say. Again, I'm not going to speculate. I don't know. Vestas.
Really causes Nisa?
Well, Kippa, yeah, Kippa kills the god, yes. It's, again, according to Rashi, it's our local Abayisha Messina of causing him to die on his own. We're not killing him, but we're putting him in a position where his body will kill him. And according to, again, this is our local Abayisha Messina, this is extrajudicial. Yes, Harvey.
Was there an issue with Rav Yosef's explanation when he just simply said yes, or was there an issue with the question of Rav Yosef Bri, the Rabba? I mean, what is the? I thought in Pirkei Avos we're instructed not to give a opaque answer to a legitimate question. So what happened here? Was the question bad?
I understood it is, do we paskin like Rebbe? And he said, yes. And he, and another time he said, do we paskin like Shem Gamliel? And he said, yes. He didn't explain himself. You're asking why didn't he explain himself?
Yeah, was the...
The Rebbe could have said to Rav Yosef, can you please explain yourself? But I guess Rebbe is Rav Yosef's Talmud. This is Rebbe's son. So maybe he was afraid to ask Rav Yosef, what do you mean? So he came to ask his father. I'm not understanding your Rebbe. What does he mean? I don't think Rav Yosef was trying to mislead him. I think Rav Yosef wanted him to ask, can you please explain yourself? And Rav Yosef Bray the Rebbe, I guess, had the fear and trepidation, and he just didn't know how to deal with it, and he asked his father, what do I do? And his father said, it's very simple.
Okay.
Let's think about the Vestas. What is the case of Vestas? Now we learned. A woman does not consider to have a vest kavua, a set time which has consequences in halacha. A woman that has a set time, has different halachas than a woman that doesn't have a set time, till she has it three times. And she doesn't get rid of a vest kavua until she passes three times and doesn't happen. For instance, a woman that sees every third of the month three times has a vest kavua, right? And there are consequences to vest kavua. Rashi will speak out one, that's a machloikas, but Rashi speaks out one of the ones that it happens to be a machloikas. But if she goes 3 months now without seeing on the third day of the month, so then she has uprooted her vest kavua, and she no longer has a vest for the third day of the month, and she moves on to whatever she has.
Let's say the first time
of the day,
second time
of night. So this is a big machloikas. Most paiskim, the overwhelming majority of paiskim say day and night do not combine. It would have to be three times by day and three times by night. Or three times by night. Most paiskim say they do not combine.
Is this vest
deraisa? So this, it's a machloikas and a whether vest is a deraisa or not.
That's what bothered me a lot about that halach levinis hayam.
who, what, when, and where.
We had halacha minas hayam. You should still have relations, even though it's near the vet, no?
Correct. So that was Tyson's discussion on Rashi. Right, Yaitzel Lederach.
Right.
So, we, I mean, the title of the week.
We didn't answer?
We didn't answer Rashi, no. If you learn Vestas, it's a drabbon, and it's
I
not
know,
so bad.
Yeah, that was bothering me the whole time.
I'm glad it was bothering you. I agree. The Amitari, right, Rashi, Kavasli Vest, Lisma Chalali Azaya Shaita. Okay, so Rashi tells me the first halacha, which is that is in Sechtus, halacha Mesechtus Nida, that is not applicable to us. In the times when people kept Tumatara, they had a chumrah, that any woman that saw a period had to go back 24 hours, or her last bedika, whatever is last, and every food that she touched, we say, might be tameh, because she might be a nida. This was a chumrah for tum and tara, for people that kept tum and tara. So every woman that saw a period, unless she checked within the last 24 hours and found herself tahira, we assume that the period came 24 hours ago, and she didn't notice it till now. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Nida. It only applies to Tumatara, does not have anything to do with her relationship with her husband. So over there it says, if a woman has a vest kavua, then we don't say that. Because since she always sees, let's say, the third day of the month, so there's no reason to assume that it started on day two, because she has established herself as a vest kavua. It's only a woman that doesn't have it set time that we're afraid it might have come earlier. That chumra drabonon that exists for Tumah Tahara, that we give a 24-hour, up to a 24-hour extension of when she was Tumah, only for Tumah Tahara of food, nothing to do with husband. But that Chumrah is only when she doesn't have a Ves Kavua. But if she has a Ves Kavua, we don't have that Chumrah. The Drashi Kavas Leves Lismach Halali is Dai Shaita, to be enough for time, not to go back 24 hours. It's not. Kalish is Yesh Leves Dai Shaita. Beloyma Tamina Lala Mefreya Me'ei Sleis. We don't make her Tameh 24 hours earlier. V'yayid, that's one thing. V'yayid, now comes the second Chumrah. Now this second Chumrah is only if you learn Vestas Deraisa. V'yayid, Dim Kavas Leves, V'yayid, Man Vesta V'loy Batka. A woman that established a Ves Kavua is supposed to check herself on that day. If she didn't check herself on that day, and it passed, what do we say? She doesn't know whether she saw any dam. Now, obviously, she didn't have a big period, but she might have seen some dam. If you learn Vestas or Deraisa, the halacha is Tameya. We assume that she's Tameh the Eirech with Mareba. We assume some blood came in the right time, and she didn't notice it. So that's only if you learn Vestas Deraisa. Rekiva Eger points out, if you learn Vestas Drabonon, we would not be Machmer that.
What's Daya?
Daya Shaita means it's enough for time. We don't go back 24 hours.
And how much we do?
For a woman that doesn't have a vest, Kavua, we go back 24 hours. A woman that has a vest, Kavua, we do not go back. We say it's enough the time of the vest. So if a woman doesn't have a vest kavua and she sees on the third day of the month, we say perhaps she saw the second day of the month 24 hours earlier before she noticed it, and all the food that she touched for Tumah Tahara would be considered tameh. Nothing to do with her husband. Whereas a woman who has a vest kavua does not have that rabbinic chumrah.
We're making with her husband?
Correct.
Why?
Okay, so that's the Gemara's Kasha Masechtas Nida, thank you very much. And the Gemara says that if we would have this Chumrah, women would stay away from their husbands. They would always be afraid to have a relationship. What if she sees blood in 24 hours, and then that means she and her husband live with her as a Nida, and that would ruin family life. So the Rabbanan said, we are not going to make such a Chumrah. Because biblically speaking, why should I think that she was a Nida 24 hours earlier? She would have known about it. So the Rabbanon did not make such a chumrah. But when it came to Tumah and Tahara of Truma and Kachim, they imposed that chumrah. It only applied to the women who dealt with Truma and Kachim, and it only applied if a woman did not have a Ves Kavua. And it was a spiritual chumrah, but they did not make it for husbands, because the Gemara says about three or four svaras, but the one that comes to mind is that would ruin family life.
Why?
Because husbands would say, I'm not taking a chance to live with my wife and she'll turn Anita from 15 hours from now and it'll end up that I live with Anita. I don't want to live with Anita.
What? Go back 24.
That means every man has to worry that his wife might become Anita within 24 hours.
This is Right. Yeah, so she has kavua.
There's no problem.
No problem. Ada kavua. So your husband's going to say, she see blood now.
Now she sees.
Oh,
she's
blood. Good. So.
But we're saying that she probably had it on Monday.
So
we're saying that the blood was there 24 hours before, internally, meaning externally, internally, out of her uterus and in her private area inside, right? But enough to make her an Ida.
Oh, right. So they're going to say, you can't second that. You know what I mean? You can't, what's the word I want to say, Remy? You
can't avoid that.
You can't make that better.
The Gemara says it will ruin family life. That chumrah would make husbands hesitant to live with their wives. Why should they take a chance? She might become a nida.
She might have been a nida.
Well, if she becomes one in the next 24 hours, we say she was one 24 hours earlier.
Right.
Well, no husband would want to take that chance. It's karas. It wouldn't be karas because it's rabbinic,
right.
but it would be the word nida. So the Gemara says they didn't make it for that. It's the Gemara Nida, Masechtas Nida. Maybe one day we'll learn Masechtas Nida, Baruch Hashem, and then we'll see that whole sugya. The first sugya, Masechtas Nida. It's Nida Da Beis Amar Aleph.
No.
That's what the Mishnah is there.
I never learned that Masechtas.
Not Kedushin Beis Amar Aleph, but it's Nida Beis Amar Aleph.
Oh, I turned the page a bit for
me. Right.
My Beis Amar.
Very good. Okay. Beinim is a heres min avest. Ein afilu nekeres pamayim. Even if 2 months she went by, she butka bebeis vestas, she checked herself in 2 times of her set time. But lay rasa she didn't see. The shinsa riyasili amachar beis bam, and then she changed her discharge, her seeing, to a different day. She still sticks with her original time till she does 3 times not. Then lay butka, and if she didn't check, tameya. The irach bezmane ba. The normal thing came in its time. Irach means the regular. Bismarei ba comes in their time. Zakta Gemara Vayter. And the next time we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel is by Shar Hamuud. Nan, Ein Hashar. Nasimuud, El Achi Yidu by Shlai Shabamim. Shar does not become a Muud till he's worn 3 times. That means the first 3 times is Chatzi Nezek, then the Chazaka is established. After 3 times.
Yeah, but the question I think is very valid is, well, how can we machalik? Why sometimes 3 and sometimes 2? Where do we have the right to do that?
Well, the one by Shara Mu'ud is not a question because that's in the Pesukim.
I was going to say that.
Tyson says that even Rebbe agrees by Shara Mu'ud. The Tyra wrote that way.
Yeah, you can't.
You're right. It is a problem how you can postulate both. I mean, why in certain cases we... So by Nesu'in, it's simple. We're machmer. It's a question of chumrah. By Vestas, if you learn Vestas, I don't know. I'm sure somebody talks about it. I didn't notice it. I could look it up. Sure, somebody said something. I just didn't make a reishim on me.
Well, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that by Shor Muad, is it do it psukim?
Shor Muad is psukim.
No, but there is a sheet in the isn't Rebbeir sheet is too, right?
It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Baba Kama.
But the Mashi says two, right?
No, according to Tysus, nobody says two. Let me see if anybody says something. Give me 1 more minute. So, he brings down over here from the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that the reason by Nisuan we paskin is the Chumrah. We don't want to take a chance with a person's life. So we say after two times you shouldn't marry. By Malchius, it's Vavarta Ramikabecha. This person is a habitual offender, so we're machmer like Rebbe to get rid of him. It's an interesting point. Because even though we're talking about killing a guy, but still, we're not really killing him, right? We're just causing his death, and he's a habitual offender, and it's a question of being Mavar Oisira. That's how the Rishonim learn. That's why we're staying after two times there. That's what the Rishonim say. By Vestas, we paskin Vestas as a Drabonon. And therefore, since it's a Drabonon, we're Mako. That's what some want to say. Others want to say that Vestas is natural. It's a natural thing in the body, and in a natural thing in the body, we say it takes three times to establish it. And by Sharamuwa, it's money. And by money, we always go Lakula. That's what they speak out. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Nisus Larishan V'lohay Lebanam. She married one person and didn't have any children. L'sheini V'lohay Lebanam. L'shlishi L'tinase L'mishyesh Lebanam. She shouldn't marry a husband that doesn't have children. She should. I mean, it's his business, but he has a chiyuv of a brewer who, and after two times, you should tell him, listen, my record does not speak well. I've been married to two people for 10 years, and I have not had children, so I don't know if I'm the one you want to be Mekayim brewer who with. Right? In Nisus Lamisha Ein Lebanim, if she did, Teitziv Shloi B'Ksuba. So the third guy can say, I was hoodwinked. I mean, obviously, he did not do good research on her, but he can say, I had no idea that she had been married twice for 20 years, and didn't have children. Right. That's what the Brisa says. They had the following shaila. What happens, Nisus L'shlishi V'lohay L'banim? She married the third one, and she didn't have children. So this third guy comes over to Bezin and says, Bezin, I just found out my wife has been married twice before without children. She's in Akara. I don't have to pay her a ksuba. The two first husbands come and say, we paid you a ksuba. Now it's been established that you're an Akara, and we don't have to pay an Akara Ksuba, right? We didn't know you were an Akara, so we had to pay you a Ksuba, because at the end, when we divorced you, you had not established a pattern yet. But now that we know that you married number three and didn't have children, so now you have established yourself as an Akara, right? So now, give us back our money. We now know that it was your fault that we didn't have children. And therefore, we want our ksuba back. We paid you a ksuba. We want it back. You're an akara. You married number three and didn't have children. You're an akara. Mao de litvu hanach kamoi. Mia matzi amrila. Can they say to her, igloi milsa da'ata garamta? We have now revealed that you're the cause. Adoma matzis amrilahu hashtu de kachshi. Or can she say, listen, I wasn't an akara. I turned now. During my third marriage, I lost my ability of having children. Meaning she's claiming that it was not a pattern. Things change in a person's body. When I was married to you, I was capable, and Hashem didn't give you children with me. And when I married the second one, I was capable, and Hashem didn't give you children with me. Now I became weaker.
We see that in Baba Kama with the shore?
Zakta Gemara, Mistabra Matzis, Amrilu Hashtu the Kachshi. She can say that. Now the Mepharshim all ask. So you've just thrown chazak out of the window. Every time there's a chazak, you can always say, well, change now. It was different. So the answer is, of course, it's not a valid taina, only not to have to pay back money. This taina is only acceptable to not give her back money. Because if not, she can tell the third husband, this is when you married me, I was capable of having children. And therefore, it was not a mekichtos. Something happened to me during our marriage. No, you don't do that. We assume that she's an akara. But when they want to get money back from her, any little taina is enough to not have to pay them back. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I died. No Rashi. No Rashi.
Who thinks that now I got it? What's her taina now?
My body changed. Now I lost the ability to have children. Things change. Now, that flies in the face of Chazaka. If you're going to say that, throw Chazaka out the window. Because what is Chazaka? A pattern. It's not a pattern. Things changed. The answer is, it's not a valid time. Chazaka is Chazaka. Except they wanted to give back money. To not give back money, we accept that time.
By a short time in Muad, he says, now we see that you're Muad. It must have, maybe it was...
What happened?
No,
he shark gorged three times. The Xerxes had custom. The Xerxes said, it shark gorged three times. It is, again, it's thus, the Rishonim figured this out. That this flies in the face of Chazaka. Because Chazaka is to say that there are patterns established. And this is saying no pattern was established. Right? It flies in the face of Chazaka.
Yeah, it's not within her control.
Right, so Tysus Yishanim, Tysus Yerush, say that it only helps that she doesn't have to pay back. That's all it's good for.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to telling your third husband that I was, when I married you, I was capable. It's just that now something happened to me, and therefore you owe me a ksuba.
It's her first two husbands. She can keep the ksubas from the first two husbands, right?
Correct.
And the third one also.
No, he doesn't have to pay her.
Now, is this a matter of mamon, like ensure, or is it more like vest? Or
at this point, it's a question he's saying, you've established, the third husband says, by the fact that you married two and didn't have children, I would have known about it, I would have never married you, and therefore I don't owe you ksuba.
It's not a matter of money, it's a matter of...
Well, it is a matter of money, because he doesn't want to pay her the ksuba.
So but by sure, we say he gets three chances because of money.
Because the Torah said that you don't marry Muad after three times, correct?
In other words, it's only because I'm ashore, particularly on ashore, and nothing else.
No, right. Maybe yes, maybe not. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel.
Okay.
All we're saying is, we paskin like Rabbi by marriage. She shouldn't marry the third husband. And by marrying the third husband without the full disclosure, she has violated that agreement, that halacha.
Why don't we say he was Hoshea?
Who?
Her husband.
He didn't know. How was he supposed to know?
Ask her.
I don't know if you call that a
few. She was vague. She didn't.
That's right. You know.
Maybe she was vague. Ma'am, I like you. Have you been married before? Oh, yes. How many times? Twice.
I can't answer that question.
Maybe
the Sfarim is speaking
about it.
I don't know. Tell me about it. She got married to a fourth husband. She was up front with him. She said, listen, I've been married three times. I haven't had children. 30 years. The guy said, I'm willing to marry you. I have children already. He's willing to marry her. Isn't up to him.
He's not married.
He's not marrying her for children. And then she has children.
Oh, my God.
So she wants to go back to the first husband, to the third guy, and say, listen, you didn't pay me a ksuba, Mr. Number Three.
Which one's this one?
Fourth. She married once, she got her ksuba. She married twice, she got her ksuba. She married a third time, we sent her out without a ksuba. She married a fourth time, had children. She now comes back to husband number three and says, I can have children. I'm not an Ankara. Pay up. Mao Shatitra Lishlishi. Zakta Gemara. Amina Lashtikustach Yavah Mediburach. We tell her, you know, again, give the Gemara a chance to explain this. You're better off not saying this. Because the Matz Yamar Lachano Adai Tadachel Yerashticha. Because then he can say, oh, you're not an Ankara, so the divorce was a mistake. I only divorced you on the condition you're an Akara. You're not an Akara, that means you're married to me. Oh, you were Mizana with this guy, the fourth husband. You're still married to me. because the kid, that was only given because I've been married to you, didn't have kids. I had to divorce you. I thought you couldn't have kids.
You think it's Tanai on a guest?
Absolutely. But he didn't speak out to Tanai. Fresh to Gemara, Maskifla, Rapapa E, Shaskana, Mishaskinan. If he can claim that, we should claim that. We should say, hello, the only reason he divorced her was because he thought she's an Akara. She's not an Akara. So, we got a problem now. The get was done under false pretenses. Dr. Gemara, Nimsa get bato, Mamzerim. And for the Gemara, Elamina and Hashtu the Briyasa. The answer is as follows. If three times she didn't have children, Halakha says she's an Akara. Halakha says after two times she's an Akara. Right, and we say to the third husband he doesn't have to pay Iksuba. And the truth is, even if she has children after the fourth time, we don't say that's a Raya, she was never an Akara. She was an Akara that the Rebbeinu Shlom healed. After going through three husbands and not having children, she was an Akara. And the Rebbeinu Shlom made a nace and healed her now. So we're not going to get involved. The get was given under correct pretense. But if she's going to bother him with money, he's going to start saying things, and we don't want that to happen. Because once he starts saying things, she's messed up. Whether it's right or wrong, we don't want to give him an opportunity to say, oh, you're still married. We don't want that. So we say, listen, just let him, just keep quiet. Don't talk. Don't go to your third husband and claim that you weren't in Akara then, because then you make problems. Because you were in Akara then. That's the answer to you. You were in Akara then. If you're going to start making problems with your third husband, you're hurting yourself. Because if you weren't in Akara, then that divorce was no good. The answer is, three times establishes Akara. 100%. You were in Akara. Now you had children. Your buddy Slim made a miracle now. Rashi. I died to the Hakilah and your Ashnicha. Ilu ho yisi adeya sh'at pas banim. Had I known you're capable of having children, like your Ashnicha. Benim to get buckle of Mephraya. Maskil for a papa. He must be by the to the get buckle. If we accept that from a tiny from the husband, he shuts like my hobby. So if he keeps quiet, and I'm Misha Skin, and do we keep quiet? Havadi I died to the Hakilah and Yersha. He didn't divorce her in that condition. Elamid Misha Skinan, if we keep quiet, that means his time is invalid. That means the law. You knew it was a doubt, and you didn't care. You decided to divorce her even though you weren't sure. The answer is, the guy can say, I was sure. So, as long as she keeps quiet, fine. If he starts making a tumult, we have to say, we have to start arguing with him. He's going to say, I didn't know she could have it. We tell us, keep quiet, don't make a tumult, because tumult is not good for you. Without you making a tumult, we accept the fact that you just had an ace. Once you make a tumult, he can claim that's what he meant. And therefore, we're better off keeping quiet. Something to my right.
The question that Rabbi Cohen asked, he said, you can make a t'nai. Yeah, but he never said out loud, those are dvorim shebelev. So,
right. So this is the sugya mesechtes gittin, and the Gemara mesechtes gittin says there's certain things that are automatic snai. If everybody understands that the reason he's divorcing her is A, he can always claim, everybody knew that was the reason I was divorcing her. It's like an automatic snai.
Was it the first two husbands?
Today, we avoid all that. We tell the husband, you're divorcing her for whatever, makes no difference, for whatever reason, no reason, the divorce is final, finished, complete. But in those days, they didn't necessarily say that, except in certain cases. Certain cases, they did say that. But in a regular case, they didn't. And if everybody knew that the reason he's divorcing her is because of A, he can come and claim it was an automatic condition.
So why couldn't the first two husbands do that, too?
What?
Ask for their ksubas back.
Again, because the first husband didn't know she was in Akara.
What if he spoke out loud, I'm divorcing you because we're 10 years married and we don't have any children?
That's fine. That's a fact. She didn't have children for 10 years. But that doesn't mean she's in Akara. It could be that Hashem decided not to give them children together. 10 years does not make an akara. He has to give her a ksuba because we don't know that she's an akara.
But third husband, we do know, and it's retroactive. Why would it be retroactive?
That was the Gemara's kasha. They want their money back. And the Gemara said to keep her money, she can say, I got weaker now. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let the first two husbands say, retroactively, we now know you're an akara, pay us back the money. And she answers, I changed, which is a kind that we usually don't accept. But in order for her to keep her money, that's enough. That was the, I spoke out before.
I know
they're
that.
They're claiming, give us back the money. So the Gemara says she can claim, I changed now. So the Rishonim speak out, that flies in the face of Chazaka. The answer is, to keep money, that's enough. Not to get money, but to keep money.
Okay.
She can't tell the third husband, I wasn't an akara, I just lost my ability to have children the last 2 years. She can't say that, because she wants him to pay up. Whereas, if they want her to give back the money, this is a valid title.
Okay.
Something of our advice. I would like just to be able to explain this next Gemara, because it's going to have a lot of questions. So let me try to explain it and avoid the questions. Hu amar mina, v'hi amar minei. He comes into bed and says, listen, I live with this woman. There's physical things with her that prevents her from getting pregnant. The Rishonim describe conditions that her husband would know that make it impossible for the woman to conceive. And he claims that those conditions exist, and therefore he knows from the relationship that those conditions exist, and therefore she can't get pregnant. It's her fault. I don't want to pay her ksuba. Husband number one. And she says, Minei, I know that it's his fault. Because the fact is that in order for a woman to be pregnant, the Shechva Zera has to come out with force. It has to be Yaira Kechetz. Has to come out with force. The only one that knows that is the woman. This is, again, I'm not getting involved in the physical facts here. The Gemara in many places says the only one that knows if it came out with enough force is the woman who feels it coming out with force or not coming out with force. And she claims, listen, I live with this man. He's not capable of procreating. I know his Shechva Zera is not Yaira Kechetz. And therefore, she claims, of course I deserve a ksuba. I'm not at fault. He's at fault. I'm 100% sure he's at fault. And the guy says, I'm 100% sure that she's at fault. Right? Who do we listen to? Dr. Gemara. Nemenes. Amar Rabbi, Dwarm Shebeinoi Lebeino Nemenes. The time of my, what is the reason? He kaimelam b'yarek echeitz. Who loikim lo b'yarek echeitz? She's the only one that knows whether he is Yarek Echetz or not. Now let me explain the way the Rishonim explain it before everybody jumps on me. Even if he's right that she's not capable of procreating, it might be that he is not also. His claim cannot be, I am Yarek Echetz. He can't claim that. He can only claim that she has a physical problem. She can deny that physical problem, because she can say, I know I don't have that physical problem, because that's something they both can know. Yairik Yechetz, only she can know. So she's 100% sure it's his fault and nothing to do with her. He is claiming that he's 100% sure that she's at fault, but he doesn't know that he's also not at fault. He can't be 100% sure. He cannot come in and say, Bezin, the reason we're not having children is only her. He can't say that. She can say, the reason we're not having children is only him. She can be 100% sure, and he can't be 100% sure. That's the reality. He can be sure, he can claim to be sure, that she has a problem, which she denies. She claims he has a problem, which he can't deny. That puts her in a better claim position than him. And therefore, she's a bari. She's claiming, this guy has a problem, that's why we're not having children. I have no problem. And the other guy can only say, you also have a problem. He cannot say, you only have a problem. Therefore, she gets her summa. Rashi.
But even she,
she can deny his claim. He can't deny her claim.
I understand that, but we don't know exactly what's considered kefet.
Again, she knows. You're asking me now to explain something that I can't explain. I'm not going to get involved in what is Jericho Kate. It seems that a woman can know and a man can't know, and don't ask me to explain that. I said that right away. Don't ask me to explain that.
It's all relative.
Somebody once told me, normal is relative, but not mine.
The bottom line is, Rebbe, all relative.
I don't know. I can't answer that question. Once you get involved in biology here, I can't get into that. I can't. I'm just telling you what the Gemara says. I can't answer the question.
Is your kachet only on her? In other words, if he's married to two women, with one he has a child and the other one, they don't have children.
At this point, he does. No, if he has a child with somebody else, he is Yair Kachet. In fact, you're leading up to the next Gemara. But if you give me 2 minutes, just give me 2 minutes. I would like to do Rashi and then do the next Gemara, and it will answer your question. You know what? I'll do the next line. Amar Iyo, Ezel Insevitz of Ibn Kapshoi. He responds to her and says, you're not Yerik Echei, I'm not Yerik Echei. I'm going to marry a second woman, and we'll ask her if I'm Yerik Echei. I can prove it to you, right? I will prove it to you. I'm going to marry Leah. I'm married to Rachel. I'm willing to marry a second woman. And she'll come and testify that I am Yerik Echei, and therefore, lady, I'm not paying you your tzibah.
No, he doesn't have to have children to prove his faith.
He doesn't have to have children. He has to have a physical Yairik Echeit, and only a woman can say whether he is or not. And if he is, he is, and if he isn't, he isn't.
Okay. Thank you.
Zuck to Ashi. Zuck to Ashi. Mina, Yedei Anisha Machmasahu Sheili Bonim Le'et Nsuba. Koshich Vazer Sheini Yairik Echeit, Enim Zaras, cannot procreate. Zuck to Gemar Amar Avami, Abazu Yaitzvit Nsuba. We do not let him say, I will marry a second wife. Anybody who marries a second wife is obligated to divorce his first wife and give her a tzuba if she wants out. You cannot marry a second wife without your first wife's permission. You marry a second wife, you divorce her. So anyway, she's going to get a tzuba. You can't say to her, let me check myself out. I'm going to marry a second wife. Oh, you're going to marry a second wife? I want out. I want my tzuba. Rav Amar. A person can marry as many wives as he wants, as long as he can provide for them. And she has no way to stop him, and if he wants to marry a second wife and prove it, go right ahead. He says, we go to him and say, listen, sir, you've been married for 10 years. It's time for you to either marry a second wife or divorce her. The Mishnah. Right, we said, if you're married, right, and at that point in time, he's to force a husband to do something. Either get rid of this one and marry a second one, or marry a second one. So he says, you know, my wife is incapable of having children. She had a miscarriage during the last 10 years. And we go to her and say, did you miscarry? She says, no, I didn't. He claims he hasn't been married with a woman that can't have children. She had a miscarriage. She claims that nothing happened. So to Gemara, right? Amar Abami Abazuhi Nemenes. We trust her. The Misa the Pila Napshi Bakrasman Machaska. No woman wants to get a name out there that she can't conceive. It's in her interest to have had that miscarriage. And if she's saying she didn't, that means it's true. Because if she were a liar, the lie would be that I did have a miscarriage, not that I didn't. Because a woman doesn't want to have a reputation that she can't conceive. Rashi? When we come to force him to divorce her, not time yet. A woman that has three consecutive miscarriages. We tell the husband, listen, your wife cannot bear a regular child. She can conceive, but she can't take a full-term pregnancy. So you have to divorce her. That's the halacha. He amra apila trei. Who amra apila trei? He says, she only had two miscarriages. I can still stay married to her. V'yomritlas, and she says, you had three miscarriages. I had three miscarriages. Amr Yitzchak ben Elazar, Ubdahavi ben Medrasha, V'amr Himahemna, we trust her. The Mitzvah Delay Apela, Napsha ben Ivdala Machzika. A woman does not want to get a reputation as a woman who can't carry a child through to end the pregnancy. And therefore she is believed. Now, there's a Yisayda Zika Rashi here. What if she's the one that walks into Bezin and says, listen, Bezin, I've been married to this guy for 10 years. We haven't had children. I never had a miscarriage. Can he divorce me and give me the tzubah? We say, no, lady, no. No way. You might be lying because you want money. This svara that a woman doesn't want to make herself look bad is if Bezin wants him to divorce her and he's trying to get out of it and she responds and says, unfortunately, what he's saying is a lie. But if she initiates the divorce, she comes to Bezin and says, Bezin, you know my husband has to divorce me now. He's been married for 10 years and I never had a miscarriage. Or I had three. And the guy says, no, it's not true. And she initiated the conversation. We see a red flag. This woman wants out and wants her tzibah. It's only if we initiate the conversation that she's believed, because we have no reason to believe that she wants to get divorced. She's an honest lady. But if she initiates the conversation, she comes to us and says, oh, Bezin, I think it's time for my husband to divorce me. I've been married to him for 10 years. And he says, well, she had a miscarriage. And she says, no, I didn't. We say to her, lady, we're not trusting you. You initiated this conversation. That means you obviously want out and you want your tshuva. And therefore, we can't listen to you.
What if she says he's not your tshuva?
Then we believe her.
She initiated that.
The Gemara says in the Dharm, we don't believe her. This conversation is only if we initiate. The Gemara in the Dharm says, a woman that walks into bed and says, my husband's not Yerik Yechet, we say, Shemaynea Nas Nabachar. She decided she wants to marry somebody else, and she's using that as an excuse to get out of the marriage. The Gemara in the Dharm, Daf?
I don't know, Rebbe.
Tzadi.
No.
It is. I can't help it. That's where it is. Might be Tzadi Amid Beit, Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph.
How many pages were written in your
Dharm?
What?
Rashi. Look, Rashi. Hukzugil in the Palim. The Yaitzi beaten Suba Shemele Zachel Abanas Mimen. I pay Latre Velo Yaitzi. He Mehemna Bekaifen Aitzi. Look, Rashi. Velo Yishi Tevaz Gerishin. It's not like she's asking for the divorce. Ela Shalainu Lekaifen Lekaim Piri Verivya. We're the ones initiating the conversation. Not her. Let's just do the Mishnah. Ish mitzvah apiriv yiriv yavelo yisha. A man is mechuyev to have children, the woman is not. Avo b'beichim b'mreik ha'imer, al shneyim u'aymer v'ayvarach ha'isim alikim, v'ayaymer lam alikim pruervu. And both of them it says, Hashem blessed them and said, be fruitful. Both were told that. Rashi, v'lo yisha v'taymim b'farish v'gemara. Just as an aside, if you notice, by chuppas, some people get up when the chassan walks in. Why we stand up when the chassan walks in? The halacha is, it comes from mitzvah l'chabit oisa mitzvah. Since he's going to do the mitzvah of marrying her, so therefore, we get up in his respect. Gemara says, when people brought bikurim to Yerushalayim, people, as they walked by, people stood up for them. Mitzvah l'chabit oisa mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to honor people that are doing a mitzvah. This chassan is now going to do a mitzvah, therefore we get up. The Kala is not going to do a mitzvah because we possibly should not be even prove who. So therefore, for sure, nobody has to stand up for the Kala. Now, even for the Chassan, it's not so simple that it's called Aisei Mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is to engage in prurvu. This is like a prelude. So therefore, if you ever look at a Chassana, anybody like a Rav or a Shiva does not stand up, not for the Chassan and for sure not for the Kala. Yes. You'll watch and see. I've stood in many chuppas and watched. I've never seen any person that knows his stuff well get up for the chassan or for the kala.
What is wrong with this?
Reb Chaim Stein never got up.
What is wrong with this?
It's just not that. It's the reason people started standing up for the kala is because of equal rights. You know what I mean?
No,
you have to give
the
it's a
new thing.
It's a new thing. It would never happen.
He's
not a melech yet. You don't get up for him. The only reason to get up for him is Aisei Mitzvah. And if you watch, I'm telling you, if you stand by chuppah and watch, you'll see that most...
I look at pictures.
Nobody got up.
Yeah,
it's a new thing. Everybody's have a wonderful Shabbat, 6:20 Sunday morning.